Al-Quds Day is the day when we remember and feel the injustice of the unilateral Zionist control of the city of Jerusalem. The day which recalls and highlights the immorality and illegality of the whole Zionist state and enterprise. A state which is based on a total disregard for the Palestinians' accepted claim for self-determination in Palestine, and in particular their claim for Jerusalem. We're gathering in order to show support and help alleviate to some degree the terrible and tragic suffering of the Palestinian people, which carries on as a festering sore. Orthodox Jewish opposition to Zionism is based, firstly, on religious belief grounds, appreciated more among the Jewish people themselves, preaching that Zionism is a rebellion against the will of the Almighty, that the Jewish people are in a divinely decreed state of exile, which we are forbidden to try to bring to an end with our own efforts. And secondly, on grounds of Jewish religious values of humanitarianism, grounds which are appreciated by everyone and anyone. This Zionist enterprise has led to a continuous 100-year chain of confrontation, violence, and suffering, in particular for the Palestinian people, but I must say also for many Jews faithful to the age-old tenets of their religion and way of life. The philosophy and actions of the Zionists are perceived in the world as being a Jewish philosophy and Jewish actions. However, my message to you today is that not all Jews are Zionists. In fact, the authentic Jewish teaching is that Zionism and Judaism are two totally differing and incompatible concepts. Zionism, with its aim of a state for the benefit of a specific group of people in someone else's land, is by definition a sectarian and racist philosophy. Having, as I mentioned earlier, from its foundation, a total disregard for Palestinian hopes for self-determination in the land they had occupied for centuries, leading on to a disregard for their livelihoods, homes, and lives. Zionism, by definition, is a shocking contravention of humanitarian values, aiming to override by force, if necessary, any opposition. Charges and accusations as to which side in the conflict is currently to blame are irrelevant. We in no way wish to condone violence, but to eradicate violence, one has to seek out the root cause. The majority of international observers, including the government of this country, omit to appreciate the basic cause of the problem, namely Zionism and its state. The state of Israel. There is no doubt that the very existence of the illegitimate Zionist state of Israel is the underlying cause of strife in the Middle East, and there will be no peace unless and until this cause disappears. This illegitimate state cannot last. Falsehood must come to an end. It is wrong to say one cannot reverse what are called facts on the ground. How it will come to an end, we do not know, but we pray for a speedy, total, and peaceful dismantling of the concept known as the Zionist State of Israel, to be replaced by a just regime in which Arab and Jew can live together peacefully as in previous times. May we then merit the time when the glory of the Almighty will be revealed over the whole universe and there will be peace among the whole of mankind. Thank you very much.